Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the air. 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams. You can reach them at 678-549-0274. That's 678-549-0274. Whether you're buying or selling, or you know someone who's buying or selling, put them in touch with Frank Williams Realty. They'll help them from top to bottom, start to finish, and that's a guarantee. You can email them at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com, or give them a call, 678-549-0274. And again, thanks you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, let's see, before I get into the topic for today, there's been another shoot. There's a high school graduation where there were shots fired. This was in Louisiana. Shots fired in high school graduation. One wounded, one dead. Two people shot. One wounded, one dead. Wasn't a mass shooting. I don't know how many people it has to be before they call it a mass shooting. But two people, I don't think is a mass shooting. But nonetheless, that was a shooting, and that was a high school shooting. What I'm not understanding is it's about being able to get your hands on weapons. In America, you can get weapons. You can get hard weapons. You can get AR-15s, AK-47s, whatever you want to call it. It's sad but true that these kids are able to acquire these weapons. And you know, my thing is that my whole thing with this is that these kids, I don't know, these kids aren't being socialized. I tell you, when we were coming up through school and being part of this school thing, there was never a time when we even thought about, you know, taking someone's life. Okay, a school shooting. Again, a school shooting is a time when everyone's happy. With this particular shooting in Louisiana, it was a high school graduation. Everyone's happy and having fun, and then shots start to ring out. And again, two people were shot. One's dead. And why? Why is that? Why does this continue to happen? Why isn't someone doing something about it? Okay? Why isn't someone doing something about it? So, you know, there has to be some accountability somewhere for this. But I don't think these kids are being socialized. And what I mean by that is, you know, like I said, when we were coming up, we had things to do. We had recreation centers all in all of our communities that we were able to go to when school was out. Even when school was in, we were able to go there, and there were people there that were employed by the city that coached, mentored, all these things. And you could go there and you make friends, you play basketball, you play football, you play baseball, you go swimming in the summertime, all this stuff. But the recreation centers and recreation budget, these city politicians took all the money out of the recreation centers. So there was no more money for recreation centers. So people, you know, of course you can't go because there's no money. You know, you aren't paying these community people that were there staffing the community center, you can't pay them anymore because the local politicians have raped the recreation centers. They done raped them of their funding. So that took kids away from going into the recreation centers every day, having something to do, meeting new people, having fun, staying out of trouble. We didn't think about a gun. You might have thought about a fight if you had to fight somebody. But that's a fist fight. Bang, 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 bang. Somebody wins, somebody lose, we all go home. Now these kids aren't interested in that. They're interested in bang, bang. They want to fight, all right, but they're fighting with their guns. They're shooting each other. And they haven't been socialized. Let me get off that. I'm going to get to the show now, but I wanted to just say something about that before I got into the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Now, I have a caller from the 323 area code, the first three digits of 763. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Joe, calling from Montana. You got a show supposedly about comedians crossing the line. So what do you mean by crossing the line before I give my opinion?
Well, you know what happened at the award show when Will Smith went off on stage and slapped Chris Rock. And what I mean by crossing the line is, you know, you go to a people in this is what I don't understand. People go to a comedy show. You go to a comedy show. You buy a ticket for a comedy show. You buy an expensive ticket where you're sitting in the first two, three, four, five rows, and you have to understand that if you're going to go to a comedy show and you're going to sit in those first one or two rows, you may be subject to one of the comic's jokes. He may see you an hour before he goes on stage from the cameras that they've got in the back. He may see you sitting in the crowd, and he already know that he's going to say something about you when he gets on stage. So people buy these tickets, and then they go to the store, to the show, and then he says something about them. Then next thing you know, that MF, you know, I can't stand that SOB, and he got this. What you going to, you know, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Are they crossing the line, or are people taking this stuff?
They always cross the line.
Literally. Yeah, they always cross the line.
They always cross the line.
They've been doing it since I can remember.
Yeah, I don't think Will Smith was justified to slap Chris Rock because the joke wasn't all that offensive. But suppose Chris Rock had said, you know, I like that haircut there, Jada. I like to fuck you.
Yeah.
Now, that might be funny, but that's crossing the line. I don't think anybody has to take insults. If a comedian has to insult the audience, then he's low on on content. He's low on talent. So if he's not prepared to give a comedy sketch without having to, you know, insult his audience, you know, he better shape up. Just because a person goes to a comedy show doesn't mean that they should take the insult. An insult is an insult, regardless of whether it makes people laugh or not. Now, if you want to insult somebody who's not in the audience. And be sure you tell the truth, too. Don't insult somebody and then lie about them. So that's my opinion. You know, you don't go to a comedy show and, you know, in order to take a risk that the guy up on stage is going to be immune for from being being smacked around for being an insulting bastard. If you're a good comedian, you don't need to insult the audience.
Yeah, that's true. At the same time, like you say, an insult is an insult. So if you insult me and I'm not at the show, and I do find out that you insulted me and I wasn't there to defend myself or whatever, and the next time I see you, we're going to have a problem, right?
Right. So what's the difference between being insulted away from the show versus being in the audience? If you feel like if you're not a part of the audience and some comedian insults you, you're going to confront them, then why shouldn't you confront them when you're in the audience?
But, you know, all I'm saying is that if someone talks, say what I'm seeing, I haven't seen a whole lot of, I don't do a lot of the comedy shows and stuff like that, but from what I've seen, you know, there's some talks about clothes they wearing and hairstyles and this type of stuff. I mean, that's something we did as kids. You know, you may take it as an insult, but that's not necessarily an insult to me. You know, the way I wear my hair is the way I like to wear my hair. If you think it's funny, then you think it's funny. But that's fine with me because I like it. That's the way I wear my hair. You know, I might not like the way you wear your hair. I might say something back, but I'm not gonna get upset to the point where I gotta jump on stage and try to attack you for it. Yeah, Will Smith crossed the line. That was not right what he did.
Yeah.
That was so unprofessional.
Absolutely. You know, and what's his name? I forgot the guy's name already. The comedian.
Yeah. Chappelle.
Will Smith. No. The guy he slapped.
Chris Rock.
Yeah. Chris Rock's been after that family for years. He's made jokes about Jada before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in his other presentations. So he's had it in for Will Smith and Jada Pinkett for a while.
Yeah.
But that doesn't give – and what he said wasn't necessarily offensive. You know, G.I. Jane, I took a look at the movie. You know, having Demi Moore without any hair, she looked good. Jada Pinkett doesn't look bad with that bald head of hers, even though I'm not a fan of Jada Pinkett. You know, the way she maneuvers Will Smith, I think she's pretty much of a bitch. But Will Smith has got to be an idiot to stay in a relationship in which he's going to be manipulated by her. So, But again, comedians always cross the line. You gotta read or you got to go and watch the video of George Carlin when he gets heckled by somebody in the audience. He turns into a real mean bastard. And I like George Carlin. I think George Carlin is the Mark Twain of our time. But
older guy with the beard and long hair, right?
Yeah. You know, he was real good. He knew what was happening before it happened. So, but if they don't, you know, if they feel that the audience members should take being insulted, then people can say, hey, you know, then you should take being heckled, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So it can work both ways.
But I always think
comedians cross the line. Yeah. You can. Yeah. I think you can make a joke at my expense, but not do it in a way that makes me feel that I'm insulted. You know, if you don't like my shoes, my hat, my clothes, if you do it in a funny way, I don't think anybody, you know, who's going to laugh and then say, well, I think we should take the clothes off of him. I think, you know, I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
So I they do cross the line, and maybe they shouldn't be killed, but I think that some of them should rein in their obnoxious sense of humor. Did you see the funny professor?
The
nutty professor.
The nutty professor. Yeah, I saw that.
You know, with Chappelle and Eddie Murphy.
Yes, sir.
Well, you see the way that what he did to Eddie Murphy, because Eddie Murphy was playing the fat guy, that was way out of bounds.
Yeah, that was way out of bounds. I mean, I don't really look at that as that. You know what I'm saying? It was a movie, and that's the way they wanted to push that. But I think that was something that helped comedians even push the envelope a little further when they're on stage.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, anyway, that's the way it is, you know. And you know, people gonna be people anyway. But hey, I appreciate your call. Appreciate you listening. Stay up with me. Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
And thanks to the caller that called in and gave his, you know, opinion about this. And you know, I'm a good spirited guy. I'm not one. And the reason I wanted to do this, show, is because, I'm going to be bringing on a comedian tomorrow onto the show to do the show. Okay. And, I'm going to give him a weekly show. Okay. When what I wanted to do today is to, you know, let some people know, because I know that, you know, different people are going to be listening to the show, and some people know him and know him personally. I just want people to understand that, you know, this is not that. Okay? This is not that. You know, comedians are not going to let you get away with saying things about them, and they got the microphone, or they got the show that they can do. They're not going to let you get away with that. Okay? So, and then all I'm saying is, don't get upset. It's all, to me, it's all fun and games. Okay? To me, it's all fun and games. And I also did this show because the big comedian, Monique, and one of the other big comedians, D.L. Hughley, Monique said something about D.L. Hughley on stage. And D.L. Hughley got salty about it. He got upset about it. And he's a comedian, and he talks about people all the time on his show. And that's all I'm saying is that, you know, people, you know, a comedy show is a comedy show. People go there to laugh. And if you go to these comedy shows and you sit in that front row, you're subject to being talked about. Now, what they say, whatever. I can't control that. But all I'm saying is when you sit in the audience and you sit in that front row, you got to be thinking that they may say something about you, or they may say something to you. Try not to get all up in your feelings and charge the stage or do something crazy like that, like the caller said. Will Smith was not right for going on stage and slapping Chris Rock. It was so unprofessional to me. Okay? So unprofessional. So, you know, and then what would have happened if Chris Rock had gotten back on him and they had been fighting on stage? I'm sure they would have cut to something else. But what would have been the backlash from that? What would have happened from that? I think Chris Rock was the bigger man here. And again, he and Will Smith always have talked back and forth about each other. They have Twitter fights, Instagram fights, whatever. They be going at it. They've been going at it for years. So when Chris Rock got the opportunity, he did what he wanted to do. And again, like I say, it wasn't something that was so insulting that you couldn't stand it. You know? It was something that you could have maybe went backstage and talked to Chris Rock about. You could have gone backstage and said, keep my fucking wife's name out your mouth. You could have did that. You could have gone backstage and did that. But, you know, and as I understand it, she wasn't the only one that he said something about. Okay? So anyway, to be right here on the cusp of the show tomorrow, I've been telling a lot of people about it. I'm trying to let you guys know who are listening to the show today. I see a lot of people up on the show right now, and tell me if you guys think that comedians cross the line. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, we have a few minutes left in the show, but again, I'm just letting you guys know that we're going to have a great time tomorrow, and we're going to have a good show tomorrow. And it may be every Friday. It may be Wednesday next week. It may be Monday next week. It may be Thursday next week. I don't know. But we're going to start off tomorrow and hit the ground running. And we're going to make this thing happen. And we're going to get it going. Now, call the show and listen. And if you want to make comments or whatever, you're available to make comments. We will not shy away from anybody. But I think you guys will have a great time. I know I'm going to have a great time tomorrow, and that's the way we're going to lead the show. Okay? Hey, love you guys. I hope you join the show. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show, because my mission here is to make sure that you guys are pleased with my show. Take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here. I'm over, and I'm out. Tell you right.